Welcome to the Only Sports Show here on TVKMagazine.com. Welcome to a brand new edition of Four Downs. And joining me, as always, is Zach.
What up?
So our NBA playoff predictions, I'm still good. Raptors. Raptors won a game.
It's getting stupid, though.
Hawks won a game. Celtics might get swept.
And I didn't even see that one coming. Like, I called them to be in the end. So, I mean, hopefully they can pull it out. Condolences to Isaiah Thomas and his family for losing his sister. I mean, that's hard, but it's incredible to go out there and play. And
I was going to say the fact he played.
Still scored 33 points. I mean,
he killed it.
And in his defense,
the team is not playing around him.
And where the hell did Dwayne Wade come from? Him and Rajon Rondo? Oh my God.
Apparently the Bulls found the magic button.
No, apparently they've just been holding back. That was stupid.
Or really great strategy.
I know. LeBron's case.
Welcome to a brand new edition. We're going to kick things off. We discussed this in our last episode, that on May 13th in the great city of Searcy, Arkansas. They got a really good nerd store there, by the way. Yeah. In the great city of Searcy, Arkansas, Pyramid Fights, their second event will be taking place. And we brought this up, but joining us is Logan, who will be competing at this show.
Woo!
How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having me out here.
Oh, it's pleasure is ours, man. This is great. We've been excited. He told me about this coming up, so I don't go to MMA very often. I've been to one. What got you started?
Well, back at like a year and a half ago, I was at a sports bar with a few friends, and the UFC fights was shown. I think it was Robbie Lawler and Rory McDonald 2, and then Conor McGregor and Chad Mendes was the main event, and that got me hooked. Like, Rory McDonald and Robbie Lawler just like was bloody and was beating and battering each other, and it just like got me hooked. I was like, shoot, I can do that. So I tried,
I can go out and get punched in the face a couple of million times.
I looked up like the nearest MMA gym where I live, and Without Limits MMA was like about 5 minutes out. I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll give it a try. First day was, it was awful for me. One of the worst, I was so drained at the end. I was like on all fours, just like gushing, like my hair was like a wet mop, but...
And this is whenever you had taken a break from high school football for about a year and a half, too, right?
Yeah, so
you were just dead out of shape.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the beer gut.
I missed it.
That would be like me trying to walk down the street right now. So, at least you didn't say the CM Punk fight, so that makes me a little excited inside.
We did watch that fight. We were so hyped. And then that just turned,
Best part about that night was the Arkansas game.
That too, yeah.
we showed up for the fights and watched
UFC show was terrible that night, but the Arkansas game was decent.
I do give CM Punk for stepping in that cage. I mean, I pretty much give respect to everybody who steps in there. That's got balls.
Dude, he was fighting, had a massive hook, though.
Oh, yeah. Mickey Gall is like a brown belt in jiu-jitsu, and he was just, he was no joke.
So, without giving away your training regimen, because I don't want your opponent to know what's going on, because... You know, chances are he's probably posting all that stuff on Instagram. I'm going to take it. You're getting knowledge from that.
Yeah, he showed a few stuff on Instagram where he's punching the bags and, like, he's, like, rolling in a gi outside, which is, like, just some random dude. But, oh, well. I mean, I'm not underestimating him, but, I mean, I hope he brings it.
Just questioning him.
Yeah.
So, what weight class will we be fighting in again?
It's going to be a catch weight at 160. I thought it was going to be a 55, or like a lightweight.
So you caught a break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I started at 180 at the beginning of March. I just got back from Florida for a spring break trip, and then I started from there. And it's been pretty brutal. But I'm getting there. I'm 65 right now. Well, it was an hour ago I was 65. So.
How many times would you say you weigh yourself?
10 times a day.
10 times?
Wow.
I'm self-conscious. I'm like, I want to make sure, because apparently I was talking to Coach if I could be a pound over, a pound under. He said it's like, since it's a catch weight, it's got to be spot on at 160.
Spot on. Oof. So,
yeah.
That's going to be hard to make, I feel. And it's only, what, 3 weeks away now?
2.5, yeah.
Yeah.
So
is it going to be hard to meet that? It's only 5 pounds.
Well, I've cut about 5 pounds the most for like a grappling tournament or a jiu-jitsu tournaments, but like I've cut nearly 10 to 15 pounds for this one already.
So you have a background anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this. That's awesome. How long have you been?
I grappled twice in a tournament back in late or last January, And then back in the last October, that was the last two. But
what belt are you?
I don't.
Oh, I didn't know if you had a belt. I no, figured I'd ask.
I was doing beginner's jiu-jitsu, so yeah.
I mean, that's not horrible. And you did pretty well in the tournament too, didn't you?
Yeah, I got second.
That's not
like,
bad at all.
Well, there's like six people in the tournament, so and then like I faced like three times. So.
At least you didn't get six out of six. Yeah. there's always a silver lining in everything.
So. Now on your weight cut, are you going to be doing like a new? Because a lot of guys they're waiting until the last second and they'll do their 3 day, like they call it a super cut.
That's what I don't understand. Like I got some people that are I got the co-main event for the amateur, mm-hmm. AJ Cunningham. He's fighting at 45 and he's about the same weight as me, if not a little bit heavier. And he's mm-hmm. yeah he's
he does wait the super cut right
yeah he's doing the like the Monday and then like the 5 days in. Mm-hmm. I'm like good god
you'll be doing the 7 day cuts which you told me earlier right
I mean I've been like dieting but yeah like
well you know I, what I mean like dehydrating all mm-hmm. you get's like a little bit of water
I was gonna say for someone who doesn't know anything about this go ahead and explain because okay so I'm that person
so before your fight usually you dehydrate
right
and because I mean you're a lot of your weight how much would you say is water weight 10 pounds, maybe, right?
The most, yeah.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of water.
So you can cut 10, like, basically the whole week before a fight, especially MMA fighters, they'll hook them up to IVs afterwards because they've dehydrated so much sometimes. But you just dehydrate and sit in a sauna? Is that what you
do? Sit in a sauna.
Like, how are you going to dehydrate?
I'm going to run a lot, do a lot of cardio work. I'm going to wear sweats from top to bottom, probably toboggan, some socks. Got to...
So I remember, was it 2 years ago, LaMarcus came and he was cutting, he had to cut like 15 pounds.
He cut 15 pounds, or he cut 19 pounds in 1 week.
Holy crap.
For his pay-per-view fight, and it was in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a rough struggle the week before your fight. But like I was saying, so a lot of guys now are doing, it's a more modern thing, they're doing, it's called a super cut. I don't know how they do it. But they literally will cut all of their water weight in 3 days as opposed to the traditional 5 to 7.
That's just impressive and a little scary to
it's
me.
It's kind of scary to me to think about what the effect that could have on your body, you know? But you're going to do the traditional, right?
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel a little more comfortable for your health. Yeah.
Actually, last night I was watching The Ultimate Fighter, and there was a guy that was supposed to fight at 170, but like when he got, there was like the episode one, and he weighed in at 194. And he couldn't make weight. He ended at 188, and he was looked like a dead man at that weight anyways. So, yeah.
It makes a big difference. That 5 to 10 pounds makes a big difference on your weigh-in. Remember Conor McGregor whenever he was fighting at his lower weight class?
Oh, 45, yeah. He looked like a dead man. And then he leave, is where it's at.
Did he leave UFC? Because I've been reading that lately.
He's the lightweight champion of that. Mm. But he's like, the thing about doing a huge money fight with Floyd Mayweather,
he'll probably... He wouldn't need any more money after that.
No, I'm not sure what weight they'll fight at, but I'm sure he can cut back to 45 if they fight it that way. They're gonna make. I heard Floyd's gonna make $100 million, and Conor's gonna make $75 million from it.
Yeah, well, that's just like the minimum estimate, depending on how many people would buy in.
Sure, I'd take that money.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'd take $20,000 for a right hook from Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Well, because. Remember the Pacquiao fight? Each one of them made $50 million over what their contract was guaranteed because there's so many people bought into the pay-per-view.
I watched it too.
Yeah.
Well, I pitched
that was a terrible fight.
I pitched the money and watched that at friend's house, but
I cannot say that I watched that illegally on a live stream.
Well, I mean, it was such a let. Well, I will say it was a letdown for everyone that just heard about the fight and didn't really know much about Mayweather beforehand. Mayweather, he's not really the haymaker. Like he can knock people out. But he's
more of a finesse fighter.
Yeah, he's more of a point scorer, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
he
so
scores
quick.
Those points.
He'll throw like six combos and the other guy will throw two and he's just like...
And if you start to get the upper hand on him, he hugs you, you reset, and then he gets six more hits on you before you can start rolling again. And that's why I think straight up in a street fight, Pacquiao whoops his ass. But that whenever it comes to the point system, it's just hard.
Hugging
to get
goes
that man.
A long way.
It just...
That's how I'm eager to see how Conor react to the boxing rules instead of like clinching up and... Can't go for knees or leg kicks. No. So
your opponent, what does he call himself again?
He calls himself a Saiyan or the Shredder.
The Shredder.
If you look on his Instagram, but you probably don't need to.
I was looking at his Instagram. He looks like he's a little taller than you.
Yeah, he is. He's about probably 6'3" the most, and probably a few inches reaches.
It's about 2 inch or so reach on you.
Yeah.
Probably.
think he was. I think he was. Used to be pretty big.
Yeah.
Before then, I don't know.
Are you worried about that reach difference, though?
I am. That's why I was just. But I'll probably take him down a little bit.
Well, reveal too much. Yeah, we don't want you to reveal too much. But
I get the strategy, though.
Yeah, but...
But the last person named Shredder I've seen get taken out by a turtle. I think you got a shot. Yeah. Thought you'd like that one.
Oh, God.
See, that's some...
Ninja Turtles.
I'm just trash talked it.
Richard, we're teaching you how to do this.
I pull in my nerd references. I'm good.
So... You think you got it in the bag? I mean, don't obviously you're not under. I know you personally, and I know you're not going to underestimate him. But
no. I'm not going to predict of like how I will win.
Yeah,
but you
think you got it?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Are you excited for your debut?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
There's gonna be a ton of people going.
Okay, yeah.
Including us. Where's this thing supposed to be at again?
It's the White County Fairgrounds. So it shows on the tickets if you buy one.
And how much are tickets again?
$25 a piece.
Okay,
so.
Right. Searcy, Arkansas, May 13th. I think the event starts at 7.
Doors open at 6, flights at 7, but you want to get there at 6. So.
If you want to get there and talk to Logan,
well,
let us know.
I don't think you can talk before the fight.
I'll probably be backstage somewhere. I mean, you can probably get a glimpse of me. Yeah. But.
I had one more question.
Go for it.
How is the elephant? How's old Betty doing?
She's doing good.
Doing good.
I'm probably going to go up there and see her before. I'm ready to go up there. Like,
get a little meditation session in with her?
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
So I'm at the ticket website right now. If they actually choose you, what happens?
What do you mean?
They can actually choose a fighter. Select your fighter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I. Choose your fighter from the menu above.
Click on that. I want to see that.
Is it like a prediction summary? Like, and they're going to see who they think has the upper hand?
I don't know.
That's interesting. I haven't looked at the website.
Yeah,
I'm
at it right now. $25 per ticket. That's not bad. Just one. I'm walking through the ordering process. Does this go towards him? This is cool.
If you buy it off me, yeah. I don't know what's the percentage of it, but.
So this is how that works. So if you buy tickets online, cagetix.com, mm-hmm. Look up Pyramid Fights, use Logan's name.
Yes.
And get him some more money when he wins.
Yes. That way he can pay us all back. Not even a smile was cracked.
If he hits you, I'm okay with it.
I tried to talk him into letting us do like in between round interviews and like throwing some jokes at him while he's out of breath and being his ring doctors, but he didn't go for it.
I don't think they can let you in. That's the thing.
Yeah, we could be ring doctors. We can print out a fake medical license.
I still wish
you can get anything online now.
I still wish your dad-in-law would have been my cut man. But
yeah, That'd be fun. He said he just can't do it to you, man. David turned him down.
Oh, that'd be scary, though.
Logan even offered to pay a little.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're probably going to have doctors there, but I mean, if I could probably, like, you know, have one that's like a legit doctor with like certifications, I could probably...
I can print out a certification, Logan.
I got ordained in less than 20 minutes. I think this can be done. But don't forget to go check out this Pyramid Fights in Searcy, Arkansas, May 13th. Get your tickets now at cagetix.com. Use Logan's name so he can get some more money at the gate. And good luck to you, sir, because I know that's going to be a scary night.
Oh, yeah, but I'm ready. Thank you, though.
And he's going to keep joining. He's going to join us for the rest of the show. So let's move on to second down as we move on to... Okay, so the NFL has declined. I hate to say this.
It has went down.
So now what's our number one sport in America?
Statistically?
Oh, my God. You're really going to go statistics on me?
You know that's me. That is me, Richard. Statistically, okay. So statistically speaking, I don't know how, but it is still the number one sport. So I think it was 1985. It was like 45% number one sport, which was it's kind of weird. But if you think about
it's
all the teams
30
going
years
on,
ago,
yeah. So in 2014, the poll was taken, and it had dropped to 32%.
Okay.
So currently, they say that it's dropped another 4% or 5%. But if you think about it, that's quite a bit. If it only went from 45 to 32 in 30
years,
and within the past 2 years, it's dropped a whole 6%. Statistically, that's a lot. But it's still number one, barely. Do you know what is number two?
I don't even know what number one is.
Number one's the NFL.
Okay, see.
Number one's still the NFL by a couple points.
I know with ratings being the only game that did well this season, logistically was the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
which again is always going to do well because I think it's just so much other stuff other than the game now.
Yeah. Everyone watches it, even if you don't like football.
Right.
Logan, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Okay. Do you watch very much NFL?
Well, yeah. Actually, the funny thing was, I fell asleep in the first half.
Oh, and then,
don't feel bad because I think everyone else did too.
I did not. I was sitting there yelling at you saying they're going to come back.
I was trying to stay awake for that. It was like 11 o'clock when there's like an overtime and I was ready to go to bed, but
yeah,
it was actually, it turned out to be a good game.
That was actually a fun game. Now, number two is Major League Baseball. Whenever I read that, I was like, what the fuck? Like, why? But whenever I think about it, I guess I can see like why.
All right, if you look at attendance, you're looking at least of a stadium that holds 35,000 or more people. Yeah. Yeah. And there's 15 games going on constantly for 162.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, and I didn't mean like I didn't mean to question it as in like, I don't think it should be, you know, I just wouldn't have thought of that as being number two. But I can see it now that I'm thinking about it. Cause there are, this isn't gender or aging anything, but the old guys and the young guys will get together and just watch baseball games as a family and stuff like that. Drink beer, you know.
My dad and my brother watch it still.
Yeah. I mean, but number three, which I didn't think it would be this high, but it's on the rise, is college football.
I'm surprised it's not number one in the country now.
Yeah. It's quickly on the rise.
It has to have more attendance than the NFL does. Granted, take into consideration, but even just take the top 15 best programs, and they probably still have a better attendance than the NFL does.
Yeah, well, you still got to think, like, there's still those diehard fans that are going to them. Then the NFL games, they have a little bit more of the attendance, too. But I was curious...
Well, not necessarily. You take one NFL team, like, take Kansas City, their mm-hmm. stadium holds 74,000.
Yeah.
Michigan holds 108.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
but also, NFL teams are usually showed like all around. You know, Michigan. I don't think
with
all
the exception
of
maybe
ESPN
or ABC games.
Yeah, I don't think that every single college game
Michigan,
is televised,
Ohio. Well, yeah, they are televised, but they're always on like some package where you have to go through like 70 games where there's only like 10. And
mm-hmm. Now, that I only went to four. I usually stop at three, but number four shocked the shit out of me. Do you know what the number four most watched sport? Quote unquote.
Is it NASCAR?
It is fucking NASCAR. It's NASCAR, Richard. What is this?
I think in time, NASCAR's popularity dies. I think it's dead already.
Richard, it's beating the NBA.
That doesn't tell me much.
Daytona 500 drives a lot of people.
A lot of rednecks.
I watched.
I saw my uncle like sit down and watch the whole race from the first lap to 400 laps or how many laps is it?
Probably 500 if it's the Daytona 500.
What's 500 miles? It's not.
He sat through the whole thing. I was there for about an hour, so I was just waiting for a wreck to happen, but no.
See, that's about the only reason most people watch, though, is for the crashes. That's why small track races are popular.
Well, and all the new rules, though, that's why I think it's going to decline. They're trying to get more advertising in my opinion, and it's cutting down on, or it's making more races, but less people want to watch it because it's not the traditional NASCAR.
I don't know if NASCAR fans are ever going to be happy.
can't please a redneck.
Well, I mean, they've changed so many rules. Like I remember being at like 1992 and it being named after cigarettes.
Yeah.
And now it's named. The last time I remember, it was named after energy drink. I don't know what it is now.
I think it's Monster.
Is it still Monster?
I think so.
But I could care less.
Oh, yeah. Now, that being said, about the statistical standpoint of it, in my opinion, I think college football is the new number one. I don't know how they're doing their ratings or anything, but from what I know, a lot of people watch college. Even girls that don't even like football will root for a college football team just to piss their boyfriends off.
Because it's college.
Yeah.
My number one's going to be college football. I think it's college football.
Yeah.
I don't think a pro league comes in until number three.
You don't think so?
I think college basketball is number two.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
March Madness is ridiculously popular.
You have to. I would have to look at it as a season as a whole, you know? Because you can't just count that
one
month.
But if we're
month.
Doing that, then, you know, that's how the NFL's been built for the last few years.
Yeah, the playoff season and the NBA,
everyone
too.
Fills out a bracket.
Yeah. I guess that's true. What's your number one sport, Logan?
Well, my number one sports are like what's the growing sport like?
What would you consider the number one sport in America right now?
I would say football still.
College or pro or just football in general?
Football in general.
You think it's one and two?
I mean, I watch college football every Saturday, and like even the bowl games, like bowl season, I always hooked onto that.
Even if you don't know who's playing,
I think there's too many bowl games.
Yeah, I do too.
There's a lot of good ones
take away from it.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah,
I'll agree with you on that because there's some great games that come up.
And you don't even
was watching the Florida State and Michigan's.
Yeah, it was
Twin Peaks.
Yeah, that was good.
It's also with the Rousey fight that we watched on.
Oh my god! Don't even get me started on that.
It was the same night, so we had that one going.
I do think. I don't think UFC's in top five yet, but I think it's on the rise too.
I think I'll say this about UFC. I think it's hit its peak and it's starting to plateau.
Yeah.
Well. With that, their main attractions was Ronda Rousey and Conor McGregor. Like, Conor's, like, trying to shift the boxing to do this fight, and then Rousey's, she's...
done.
She's probably done.
No, she is done.
I will bet you money that we end up talking about Ronda Rousey on another show on this network.
What?
Because she'll end up in the WWE by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
But they still
I still believe that.
They still have some, like, really drawing fighters. Like, say, like, Jon Jones. He's supposedly going to fight again in July against Cormier.
Oh, that's going to be
the rematch.
Also, oh, my God, that's going to be such a good
And back
fight.
In June, there's the co-main event is Cody Garbrandt and TJ Dillashaw, which is the coaches for the Ultimate Fighter this season. Yeah. So
which they do every year.
Oh, yeah. But they got some beef because TJ was supposedly, he just sold out to their gym and just, like, jumped ship. So that's supposedly some good beef.
Like, you have to make new stars, and I don't know... That's the thing with UFC. I mean, I know the next CM Punk fight's going to draw like crazy because it's CM Punk.
I'll still watch it either way.
Yeah.
Even if you know. He's
apparently, Vitor Belfort was wanting to fight him as like his retirement fight. Just to get an easy win. I don't know. But.
Oofa.
Now, that being said, I do think that the NBA has grown among children. I think
it's a different NBA than it was 10 years ago. Like, it's more open.
I don't know. It's just a hard conversation to say the number one sport because if you're going off statistics, NFL is still number one. But
well, I'll give you something that Troy Aikman said.
I don't know if everyone likes it as much.
Troy Aikman said within 30 years there will be no fans at games.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what? There will be no attendance in NFL games. You'll just be watching it in an empty stadium. Do you believe that?
I don't believe. There will always be fans that will show up, even if you can fucking 4D experience it on the field as the quarterback. You're still going to go to the games because tailgating.
Oh, there's a lot more to the game than just the game.
Yeah, it's not just the game. It's the fan experience.
I went to the Dallas, I think it was like my ninth grade year, I went to the Dallas game, like the Thanksgiving edition. They were playing the Raiders, and I was up in like right next to the Jumbotron, yeah. And it was still a fun experience. I mean, I don't see... Plus, if you give me a ticket to any game, like, I'll go to it.
Yeah, it was fun, right?
Yeah, it was great. I had a blast.
Did y'all tailgate and stuff? I'm sure Chad wanted to tailgate a little.
He did a little bit, but yeah. But it was really good.
Going to a game and actually watching it, two totally different things on television, though.
Yeah.
Because watching it on TV, like, the only game that comes across really well to me is basketball. Because football comes across as boring at times.
NFL does. College football...
No, yeah, I'll agree. Yeah.
We
were talking about the NFL, so I agree with that.
And I love baseball. I'm a huge baseball fan. Yeah, with the exception of maybe big games, baseball games kind of just become tedious.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the play clock.
I will watch the World Series. I will say that.
Yeah, I watch it. I don't like to watch it as much on TV, like you said. I like going to the stadium, having the experience. But, I mean, even then, I'm not watching every pitch, every play, you know. I do enjoy playing. I love playing baseball.
Because it's a singular sport? Because, I mean, technically, out of all the team sports, it's the one where you have to be good at your position.
Yeah. But everyone has to be good as a team to get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
but, I mean, you hit by yourself. Yeah. You don't have, like, so hitting is one thing.
Yeah.
We also throw it to another person to get him out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I was just shocked whenever that was number two.
So moving on, I guess one of the big stories, and I feel like we have to discuss this in a small amount, is Aaron Hernandez. Breaking news yesterday that he was found in his jail cell dead.
Committed suicide.
That's what they're saying.
They're investigating it, though. They have to, but I think it was.
So I think the question here has to be, how bad did he throw away his career?
Man, it kills me to see someone like that. Because this dude...
Did he get a Super Bowl ring?
I don't... Yes. No, that wasn't it.
I'll look it up real quick.
Because I know they won in 2005.
I know he played in the Super Bowl.
Then that would have been the one they lost.
Saints. The Giants. I don't think he was there when they beat the Seahawks. I don't think he was.
He played, and that's whenever they lost to the Giants, yeah.
The second one?
Yeah. Yeah. So, this guy was crazy, big, athletic, everything you need for an athlete. Crazy good athlete, but a horrible person. I've read so much stuff on him the past
lately
week.
It's just been like one story after another, and it just makes you sad to know that this guy had this amount of talent.
It just goes.
He was like a multimillionaire, like all his contracts. He was making bank.
Yeah, contract was $5 million, 5 years, $40 million.
It was like the highest tight end pay, wasn't it?
I think it was one of the highest rookie contracts of all time.
I mean, lined up on the other side was Gronk. I mean, you couldn't. That's the best tight end combination ever.
Think if they would have kept them and were able to get Martellus too this year, like they had Martellus Bennett, the three of them. Because you can split Gronk out to a wide, have two double tight ends, and then have Edelman and Amendola. God, how do you stop that?
Well, they're also trying to pick up running this year, but that's a whole other argument.
That's another. So, it just goes to show you that, like, you can have the cars. You can have the girls, the house, the money. If you don't get yourself right, it doesn't matter. You know? And it's a really sad thing to see someone throw that talent away.
I think that's about it for that. I mean, it's just a sad subject. You don't really want
to... The only other thing that I had to say was that kind of summed up his entire career past getting drafted was to like reiterate on that, you know? The first thing that he bought with his contract, I was reading about this, whenever he got his contract and a signing bonus, was not a house, was not a car. Well, technically it was a house. He bought a safe house before buying anything else.
Is there a reason why?
No one really knows, but he was in with some bad people. So, feel for his family, his daughter, everybody, but some people you just can't change, you know? So...
Moving on.
Enough sentimental stuff. Let's have some fun.
So next week is probably the most fun you can have as an NFL fan as you watch your teams pick out who they're going to pick. So now we're going to discuss, before our NFL draft special next week, we're going to discuss what was the best draft class of all time. I feel like this conversation begins and ends in 1984, but that's a whole nother argument.
Whenever you sent me this as the topic, do you know how hard I was? My brain just immediately started turning. So, you said 84?
84. John Elway and Dan Marino.
Now, you don't ever bring up Dan Marino's name in a greatness conversation ever. Did that man win a Super Bowl ring?
But.
Did he win a Super Bowl ring?
No, but he did have a lot of records.
He did have records, but you know what records mean compared to diamond rings?
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Logan and I know that best. Three-state championships, rest in peace. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got plaques, though.
We got a plaque. We did.
85 it says, draft class, I believe. Not 84.
It says, nice try, is what my plaque reads whenever I read it. So, I looked it up, and I agree perfectly with this website that I found. It's on NFL.com. But I agree perfectly. At number five, they have the 2011 draft. That had J.J. Watt and Richard Sherman, Cam Newton, Von Miller, Marcel Darius, A.J. Green, Patrick Peterson, Julio Jones, Robert Quinn.
Did you Colin say J.J. Watt?
Kaepernick, Torrey Smith.
Oh my goodness.
Randall Cobb. Listen to these names. And DeMarco Murray.
All names that you know. All household names.
Household names. Even if you don't watch NFL, you know some of that. All right, so number four.
I will say this before you go any. Like, the number one at least wasn't a bust. Because I feel like changes an incomplete draft class.
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
Because I thought Cam Newton would be a bust.
And see, what's crazy, I hated him in college, but I love him in the NFL. Is that weird?
Why'd you hate him in college?
I really don't know. I think I just thought that. I thought he was overhyped. And then whenever I watched his rookie season, and he was trucking middle linebackers at the quarterback position in the backfield and then throwing a 60-yard bomb, I think I was like, oh, shit, this isn't hype.
Was he still his size from then, from the NFL?
Yeah, 6'6".
Yeah, he runs like a running back. It's like the size of a linebacker.
He runs, I think his, I don't remember his official 40, but it was around a 4'5 or 4'4".
Still
6'6", 240, can throw an 80-yard bomb.
Time to play the biggest bust in the 2011 draft, and I feel like that would go to Blaine Gabbert.
Definitely goes to him.
Poor Blaine Gabbert.
I don't want to remind him of that. Number four is a pretty mean class, too. 2004.
I do believe that is the Roethlisberger class.
Eli Manning, Larry Fitzgerald, Philip Rivers, Sean Taylor, Vince Wilfork, Steven Jackson, Bob Sanders, at least five of those guys are future Hall of Famers. Jared Allen, Michael Turner, Wes Welker, who actually went undrafted. I mean, I guess that didn't really count.
No, it doesn't count.
Roethlisberger.
I think the biggest steal out of that draft was Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Because he's still playing?
Well, that. But Philip Rivers and Manning was taken before him.
Yeah.
And I think I even went in because I, you know, you have friends that talk about the draft constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Roethlisberger is going to be the steal pick of this draft going into that draft. And it turned out to be true, at least.
Now, Sean Taylor, he's the safety that died, right?
I think so
for the Redskins.
Yes.
Him and Bob Sanders, those are two of the best safeties to ever play the game, besides Brian Dawkins. Those guys hit like outside linebackers and covered like Champ Bailey.
It's hard to find a bust in that first round at all.
There's not really one. Maybe Michael Turner, but he's still a decent.
Oof, that's a good class.
Yeah. All right. Number three, who we got here? 1996. Oh, God.
Oh, this is the...
Logan, read me some of those names.
Is that the...
No. Ray Lewis, Marvin Harrison, Brian Dawkins, Terrell Owens.
Oh my gosh.
Ray Lewis himself is just a big name on that.
Joe Horn and Zach Thomas. Woo!
That's a good Amani Toomer.
First rounders who made at least one Pro Bowl from that class stands at 15.
That's got to be one of the highest.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
Keyshawn Johnson, though, is number one. Just want to point that out. Dude's a bust.
Yeah, that kind of ruins that. Number two is 2007. That's Calvin Johnson, Peterson, Patrick Willis, Darrell Revis.
That's a scary draft class.
Marshawn Lynch.
However, when your number one pick is Jamarcus Russell,
you automatically fall down.
I feel that I honestly believe that the number one pick screams a lot about a draft.
Yeah.
Where I can go, okay, so if the number one pick is great, that means the draft class is going to be even better, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamarcus Russell for the Raiders.
Did you hear that he was trying to make a comeback last year?
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that hilarious?
Did they ever find out where Peterson's playing at?
Nah, he's still yet to. He's met with a lot of teams.
He is a free agent, correct?
Yes, he's met with a lot of teams.
He signed before the draft.
Hmm?
He will sign with the team before a draft. During the draft.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There aren't many teams who really need a hardcore running back, though, right?
Pats could use him.
Is it
that would really round him out.
Is it true that Manziel's making a comeback?
He got off drugs, and he's been working out with some teams. That's the extent of my knowledge right now.
In the Arena Football League?
I don't know.
That's where Joe Adams is now, playing Arena Football.
Yeah, I mean, that's weird. It's weird to talk about.
Manziel does not need to be.
So to go kind of backtrack to what I said at first, when you sent me this, my mind immediately started turning before I looked any of this up, you know. And I thought of a lot of one-player draft classes. And I was like, nah, there's not really anyone else in there. Look, the class that I decided on before I looked this up was the 2001 draft. And that's what the NFL also has listed as the number one draft.
Over 1983.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
Would you like to hear some of these names?
I know that's Michael Vick's year.
LaDainian Tomlinson, Drew Brees, Michael Vick, Richard Seymour, Santana Moss, Reggie Wayne,
Chad Johnson,
Chris Jenkins, Sean Rogers, and Steve Smith. Come on now. There's at least four future Hall of Famers that played receiver only.
I was going to say, you're not going to put Michael Vick in that list, correct?
I think Michael Vick is a future Hall of Famer.
I don't.
Drew Brees? LaDainian Tomlinson? Come on.
Hold on. Why do you feel that Michael Vick is a Hall of Famer?
He changed the game.
He also only played for three seasons.
That's fine.
Before, I mean, the comeback.
That's fine.
Also, like, his background. Like.
That's fine. I mean, his background kind of takes away from it. But if you look at him as an athlete, he changed the quarterback position. He's the reason that Cam Newton and Colin Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, are playing quarterback.
But the reason he was playing quarterback was Russell Culpepper and guys like that, and Warren Moon. And
well, I know, but before him, you didn't have design quarterback runs, though. Like, you had good scramblers who could get out of the pocket and run. But you didn't say, all right, we're going to take our highest paid player and run him up the middle right at the middle linebacker.
The only quarterback taken in the first round that year was Michael Vick.
Drew Brees wasn't?
No, Drew Brees was a second round pick.
What the hell?
First pick in the second round.
So where'd you see his name?
It's weird.
Yeah, I'm looking at this now. Oh, the Dallas Cowboys took a quarterback in that draft. Quincy Carter.
Who was number one?
Michael Vick.
Was it Mike Vick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why isn't Peyton Manning's draft class on this list, which I think 96?
Something like that. That was a pretty good draft 97? Class.
97? I'm not 95. I know it's one of those years that time frame.
It's just hard to debate. It says number of players who made at least one Pro Bowl from that entire class was 34. 34 people from that class made a Pro Bowl, and 17 were one-round picks or first-round picks. Out of 32 picks, that's pretty good statistics.
And pretty much everyone knows. I still have to go with 1983.
You're still going with 83?
I still go with 83. I mean, Elway and Marino alone.
Marino didn't win a Super Bowl.
Jim Kelly.
You weren't here for this. I mean, you weren't here for that part of our show whenever we were discussing.
No.
Do you think Dan Marino not winning a Super Bowl ever still is justified as one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time?
Well, you got to think of some other people that are the same boat. That are still,
like Warren Moon?
Yeah.
But I don't consider Warren Moon one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Every greatest quarterback of all time that I think of in my head has won a Super Bowl ring.
But he won a CFL ring.
Super Bowl ring.
No, I know, but he won. That's the first thing I thought of.
You're just not as remembered as much.
Yeah, I mean, you don't remember second place.
Yeah.
No one will remember Batesville, Arkansas for 3 years in a row.
They'll remember we lost 3 years in a row. That's like what.
They'll remember that that Greenwood beat us 56-11.
They did.
And then we lost 3 years in a row. That's what they'll remember. No one remembers anything about our winning streaks that we had or anything like that, you know? And I think it's the same way in terms of professional greatness. No one remembers second place. You don't win a Super Bowl? I mean, yeah, you can be good, but to separate yourself from good and great, that's where I draw that.
Would we
have the conversation that Tom Brady was the greatest quarterback
if he didn't have Super Bowl? I still don't feel that way.
What?
Yeah, even after the win of the Super Bowl.
38!
Yeah.
And had the greatest comeback.
And I still don't feel he's the greatest quarterback of all time.
No name receivers, Richard.
Yeah, I still don't feel it.
Richard!
I don't know. I just, there's something about that team, and it might just be a personal hatred against
them.
The Patriots.
It's too stacked.
They are not stacked. Quarterback drafted in sixth round. Starting slot receiver drafted in fifth round as a quarterback. Other two receivers not drafted. Come on.
They're still good.
Give them some credit.
I know. I'm not taking away anything that they've done. I just don't think Tom Brady is. If I'm building a pro team right now, And I have a choice between taking all 30 quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm Tom Brady's probably number four.
Who's number one?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
I have a friend that's a huge Packers fan.
No, well, I mean, it's number one. The dude has impeccable timing. And he's never really had that team but one year.
That's true.
You don't really know what he can do. I feel, anyway.
But my thing, if you take Tom Brady out of the picture and replace him with Aaron Rodgers, I just don't know if he has just as much success.
If you replace anyone in that Tom Brady spot, they're just as impressive. You know why? So? Because it's Belichick.
I don't know, man.
If you take Belichick away from the team falls apart.
I don't know. Well, I guess they did win without him with their three backups.
That's what I'm saying. It's Belichick's formula. It's not Brady.
That's true.
Where the coach is, like, you can look at a good coach and tell he's a great coach, or then look at a team and go, oh, that coach is shit.
Yeah.
Case in example, I feel that's Seattle. I feel...
Fucking Pete Carroll. Logan's like, I had money on every game.
Pete Carroll is a terrible coach, but that team is just talented. Okay. Where they can win.
That's true. I guess I haven't really thought of it like that.
How far are they getting to, like, the second round this year? Or... Mm. Then they lose to they beat the Lions. I think.
Then they lose to
Green Bay. No.
No, they lost to the other team. The team was in the Super. They lost to Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Green Bay beat Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because remember, J.D. McKissick was gonna be in the Super Bowl, and then he got traded to the Seahawks, and still was gonna be in the Super Bowl until they lost to the team that he got traded from.
Just I feel like a coach determines a lot.
Yeah.
Going into this, where I'm trying to think of it. Look, if Cleveland had Belichick, they'd be a completely different team.
No, he could not do anything with that current Cleveland team.
Don't be ragging on the Browns, man. Don't be ragging on the Browns.
The Browns, I will rag on them until they get a win.
I call it this
month. They got one win, I think.
So? One win.
I'll call it this
way. You said until they get a win.
An actual win. Like a winning season.
The Chargers missed a field goal, so that means they won.
Four games. They win four games this season.
You think so?
Yeah. I do feel bad for that team.
There was that one point where the tickets was cheaper than the beer. I didn't see that.
I've been a fan of some teams that are like that, and it's been rough, yeah.
Chiefs.
Royals.
Oh, yeah.
And when they went to their losing, it was like $6 a ticket. I'm like, all right. I don't know. Like, I'm excited for the draft. I know that the Browns Browns have the first pick. Does it matter?
Who do you think they take?
I think Deshaun Watson.
You think? No, they're not.
It is in the first draft somewhere.
Yeah, he'll be first round. Their offense just isn't set up. The way that their offense is set up is the reason that RG3 couldn't thrive with the Browns. They're not set up to be scramblers. And that's why I don't think they take Deshaun Watson. I think they take the quarterback from North Carolina that everyone's been hyping about. They're saying he's the number one quarterback in the draft right now.
There's also a receiver from North Carolina. I forgot his name, but he's pretty good. Saw some highlights.
Yes, Richard?
I think they go defensive.
You think they go defensive?
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky.
I think they go defensive.
No, I don't think they'll go defensive. Why do you think they'll go defensive?
Their offense is bad. Their defense is worse.
Yeah. Old Gilbert coming in on the draft bus for them.
I don't know. I just... They have a lot.
They need everybody.
Can they just take everyone? Yeah. Can they just take everybody? I say they take Myles Garrett.
You think they'll take Miles?
Yep.
He would help them. I do think that he would help
them. Because a good defense is going to win you games more than your offense will.
That's true.
I mean, pass rushing, putting a quarterback in pressure is going to help that team out so much more. I guess the best example of that would have been Kansas City when they were going through their like 7 and 9 years and then they drafted defensive linemen and then they turned into a team that's talked about every year in the contention.
Yeah, they're actually putting up a fight.
Yeah.
Or whenever the Texans drafted Mario Williams.
Yes.
Like, yeah. that actually, like, everyone thought he was going to be a bust.
And then the next year, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because that's how good he was.
And you're like, what the hell?
Because it wasn't their offense carrying him. Because I know the quarterback that year was not very good.
Yeah. Miles Garrett would be.
Where do you think McCaffrey will go?
Where do I think he'll go, yeah, or where do I hope he'll go?
Both.
He's been having lots of conversation with both the Cowboys and the Broncos, and I think the Broncos would love to pick up him.
Have you seen, like, his shuttle videos?
Oh, my God. That man's feet are so quick. Yeah. So.
Think yours would be that quick for line?
No. They're getting there, but they're not going to be that fast. So this, a lot of people are saying Broncos, Cowboys, or the Panthers. Now, the Panthers pick him up to add on with Cam Newton and Jonathan Stewart. That could be a pretty, because the thing with McCaffrey is you don't limit him to one position. He could play slot and be a Wes Welker, or he can line up in the running back position and be
Minnesota.
A speedster. I think he's going to Minnesota.
Yeah.
What do they need him for? Receiver?
They don't have Peterson.
That's true.
I mean, that's the, you can't tell me that Adrian Peterson wasn't at the core of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, but they'll have Bridgewater back. They were winning. They were winning without Peterson, though.
Yeah, but a 1-2 punch would be wonderful, yeah, for that team.
That would. And with Bridgewater, you could really run that option.
Yeah.
McCaffrey and Bridgewater.
Yeah. Woo. Who was the quarterback for Washington this year?
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk
Cousins.
Oh.
That's his name, Kirk Cousins.
I remember you bitted them against the Bama.
Yeah.
We were watching that. It was pretty funny.
Oh, man.
We were in San Antonio for that, weren't we?
I think so. I mean, it was, I don't know.
There was a lot of good games and fights going on that night. It was a stacked night.
So, someone that also really needs to be talked about that I think is going to be a hell of a running back in the NFL is Leonard Fournette out of LSU. He ran the ball like a man this year. He looked like a veteran NFL running back among college defenses. It was taking six guys to tackle him. So
was it him that, like, blew out the Louisville kicker?
Oh, no, that was his backup.
Oh,
that was awesome.
That's who he
learned. That was one of my favorite moments of the season.
That's who he got that from. Another one that I'm excited about to go to the Titans is O.J. Howard. I think they'll pick him up. They really need him.
I'm looking at a mock draft right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm
thinking. And they've got Fournette going to the Jaguars. And then they've got Lattimore going to the Titans. Because they're going to trade up from the Rams.
I think Fournette goes before that. I think.
You think he goes to the Bears?
I think he goes to San Francisco.
Yeah, all right.
Because they don't really have anyone going.
They're saying Cleveland's going to trade up for the 2 spot, too.
I mean, I could see it happening.
Poor Cleveland.
Just
poor Cleveland.
I give no sympathy to Cleveland.
I do.
Cleveland.
Oh.
Now, the one that I would like to see. So, you know, Brandon Colson, is that his name that the Patriots picked up out of St. Louis? Or not St. New Orleans?
I think so.
I would like to see
Marquez Colston.
Yeah. I would like to see them pick up John Ross to replace him. Fastest man out of the draft, you know. I think that would be really beneficial to Drew Brees' arm.
Oh, that's who you was talking big about.
John Ross.
Yeah. I remember we was playing NCAA and you was like saying you gotta get him started.
His speed is so underrated on that, but anyways. he ran a 4.3? No.
Dang. That's still fast. I don't.
It was under 4.3. So
just unreal.
I think it was like a 4.2 flat or something like that. That is so fast. He set the new combine record.
So do you think this draft class, which I mean we know who's probably going in the first round, do you think this draft class holds any water to any of the old? Do you think this draft class will be among the greats?
That's so hard to say. And you know how I like analytics and statistics.
Oh, yeah, it's just.
I'm not good at saying, yeah, they're going to be the greatest. Statistically, they're set up to be the greatest class. Now, whether or not they follow through, I don't know.
I'll call it now. I feel like this class might be a bust.
Think it's going to be a bust?
I think it's going to be a bust.
I hope I don't have to work on that night.
Now, I will say, we know two guys personally that'll be in the draft. Drew Morgan scored 5 touchdowns against us.
Yeah.
And Keon Hatcher. I kind of know him a little more because my cousin goes to Arkansas, and I've actually kind of got to meet up and talk with him whenever I went down there. Logan knows Drew because obviously the state game when they beat us 56-11. But I think they're going to be they really will be some sleepers in the draft, though.
Oh, I think the latter rounds have better turn. Yeah, are going to have better picks.
I saw that Dan Skipper is going to be a 5th-round pick, or is predicted to be a 5th-round pick.
He's just huge.
Yeah. It says his Collins were like, he's like too big to be like a tackle, or he's too slow, like just an island for like the pros, like just they're just gonna go right around him.
Let's see how that goes. One guy that I think is really being underlooked, aside from Skipper, because I had Skipper written down that he's being underlooked on the offensive line. He's not from Arkansas, but he's the Clemson's receiver, Mike Williams.
Is that the guy who caught the game-winning touchdown?
Not the game-winning, but remember that awesome catch? It was like third or fourth down and long.
Yeah.
They threw it up to him. He just went on another level and jumped up to that top shelf and caught that ball. And this mock draft has him going to the Eagles. If they pick him up with Carson Wentz and somehow can get a nice little speed back, I think that's deadly.
This one has him going to Baltimore.
Now, that would be deadly, too.
Let me just say something about mock drafts. I know we're going to try this on the next episode.
Yeah.
You know, woo. But let me just give my opinion on this. The people who actually do that for a living are the biggest frauds in sports.
Yes.
Because seriously, you could just sit there and go, well, I feel like this team is going to take this player.
Right.
And you're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to already tell you you're going
to
be wrong.
It's like trying to predict a bracket.
Yeah. If not, maybe worse. Because they have to do it 114 times.
Yeah.
Or 132 times. As I know, Mel Kiper, who I just want to punch in his hair, has like all the picks mocked up in his draft board. And they're so different towards everyone else's.
I agree with some of them. Some of them I completely disagree with on like the third level. I think Deshaun Watson does get passed up by the Browns. But I think someone strange is going to get him. I could see the Jets trying to pick him up. And I know they're going to need some
actually,
defense.
That's who this one actually has him at. Yeah, he's number 6. There's always that one player that always falls.
Yeah.
Every year.
But I could also see, oh my God, this is not a good mock draft. This has Mitchell Trubisky going to the Bills at 10.
They have him going to the Browns at number 2 on a trade from San Francisco.
Now see, I could see him going to the Browns because he would be a good system quarterback.
And the 49ers would get the number 12, number 33, the number 108, and the 2018 second-round pick is what they're saying off this.
That could happen.
They need something.
I could see Watson going to the Bills or maybe even the Ravens to try and help with the Flacco situation because he's going to have to retire soon.
I don't like Flacco.
I don't like Flacco anymore. I used to like him. He used to be able to bomb it out, and he's just...
He seems to me, he's one of those quarterbacks that always came across to me as never a star, but he thinks he is.
Mm-hmm. Even when they're in the Super Bowl, you don't think about Flacco. You think about Ray Lewis.
Yeah, or Jacoby Jones and his kickoff return. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I think of that Super Bowl, I think of the blackout.
The lights going out.
It was like an hour long.
I remember.
And they were still going. Yeah, they were still going live.
Yeah,
we're just kind of sitting there.
We were just like, oh, this is awkward. So
best year for commercials ever, because I mean they played them all.
Uh-huh. Logan, who do you have? Who's your favorite out of this draft?
My favorite
doesn't have to be a big name. You can like Drew Morgan or Skipper. Or you can go with Caffrey, Watson, anybody.
I am a fan of Watson. Watson. Yeah.
Okay. Who do you think is going to be the bust?
The bust out of this draft, or oh, that's a good one. Out of this draft, let's think one more time. Well, Leonard Fournette, he didn't have the greatest senior season.
Yeah, that's true. He had a better junior season than a senior.
So
he still ran the ball like a man, though.
If he's acting like he is now, then he probably will.
This scares me to say it because I love my man that I'm about to say that I think is going to be the bust. And I hope he's not. But I think Christian McCaffrey is going to be a bust in the NFL. I know he was a college star and he's great. But I just have a gut feeling about him that he's going to bust. Now, I hope he doesn't. I hope he is a Hall of Famer. But I just feel like he's going to be the bust. My favorite out of this is actually Mike Williams. I know I talked about him already, but he's just really underrated, in my opinion. He's getting way overlooked by John Ross. Speed goes a long way, but Mike Williams is just a big dude. So
Watson's going to be the bust.
You think Watson's going
to
be the bust?
I think Watson's going to be the bust.
I mean, I can see it.
It depends on who he goes to. And that changes everything.
It is always those guys that win the national championship, mm-hmm. then get drafted in the first round, and they just crash.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Looking at you, Jamarcus Russell. Looking at you.
It happens time and time again. Not even just Jamarcus Russell. Tebow.
Okay, look, I have an argument with that. I feel bad for Tim Tebow. Because honestly, he should have been on a team longer.
He still should be on a team.
Hey, he's doing well with the Mets. Yeah. So,
but Tebow, Jamarcus Russell, RG3, Vince Young, those Matt Leinart.
I want to put Cam Newton on there too, but he lost the Super Bowl. Like, well, they went like an undefeated season, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or almost, did they lose a game before?
They lost a game in the season.
Lost one game, but he played really well. You can't deny that he's a really good quarterback.
No,
these guys that I'm naming, they just busted. They're overthrowing people, getting sacked, making dumb decisions.
But that's not their fault either, I feel. That could be the fact that the team they're on is just crap.
Yeah, but
you can only go to the Cleveland Browns so much before you go, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I'm really excited to see how this one pulls out because there are some great athletes out there.
And we will cover that next week.
Yep.
And on our draft special. That's going to wrap up this edition of Four Downs. One last time, cagetix.com, Pyramid Fights, Searcy, Arkansas, May 13th. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Fights begin at 7. Do you know what your fight is on the card?
It's like right in the middle, like at the card. So.
Ooh.
Be there.
I have four of the guys fighting that are on that dormant team. Isaiah Hennings, Jared Ose, I don't know his last name. He's the co-main event. He's a pro guy. I keep forgetting his last, or I don't know how to pronounce
it. He's fighting pro?
Yeah, he's a pro fighter. Huh. And then we have AJ, who is the last Amy. And it's for a title fight at 45 for featherweight. So, yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
I will get a ticket and check that out.
Only $25. What else are you going to do on May 13th? Probably nothing. So, don't forget to check that out. Next week, we're going to do our mock draft. And that's probably going to be ugly on my part because this is where I fail.
It's because you like to make the bold predictions.
I do. My NBA playoff prediction, my NBA finals prediction is still there.
For now.
Thank God. At least I didn't pick the Celtics.
Two more days before it's a four-game sweep.
At least I didn't pick the Celtics.
Hey.
Hey. Why? Logan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And don't forget to see him fight. We will see you next time. For Zach.
This is me signing out, man. It's my new catchphrase. I see that.
We will see you next time here on Four Downs, the only sports show here on TBK Magazine.